When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
We're here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, with Isaiah Zeke Rodney, who will be taking a visit to the Syracuse Orange this coming weekend, starting on January 17th, and also has a visit coming up for Wake Forest. And so now we have him on the show. Happy to have him here for the first time ever. Defensive tackle out of South Point High School in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Zeke, how you doing?
I'm good.
As far as where you're at right now, Zeke, in your recruiting process, what's going through your mind right now? I mean, is this an exciting time for you? Are you ready to get it over with? Where are you at right now?
I'm just trying to go on these last couple of visits to see if I can get a feel for these places. After I go on my last visit, which should be Wake Forest next weekend, I should make my decision.
Now, with the schools that you have that you're going to be visiting, Syracuse this weekend, Wake Forest coming up next weekend, are these the two schools that it's down to with these visits? So is it safe to say it's between Wake Forest and Syracuse?
No, sir, not really. I haven't really narrowed it down to two schools. I like those two schools a lot. Wake Forest came in late, but obviously they're ACC school and they're pretty close to my home, so... I'm into them a lot, but I'm still liking Marshall a little bit. I went on a visit to them in November. I really like the coaching staff, and it seems like they came in second in their conference this year. They're doing pretty good now on the rise, but between those three schools and also Boston College, who's been calling me lately again, so I don't know.
So as far as where you're at right now, when do you want to make that decision then? You talk about Boston College, and you also brought up Wake Forest, Marshall, and Syracuse. With those four schools, when would you like to have your decision made by?
I'd like to have it made before signing day for college, a week before signing day. So after I get back from Wake Forest, probably I'll say I go on the 24th, I get back the 26th, probably the 29th, 30th.
So as you go forward and you have that want to have everything done by the end of January, what is your checklist? I mean, every player has certain wants and needs that they want to have at a university, be it the dorm life, the team, the coaching staff, the history of the team, if the team is up and coming. So many different things can go into a decision. What's the checklist that a team has to have for you to go there?
Been talking to Coach Dallas, and he plans on letting me meet with the team a lot, because I told him that I just wanted to feel like a family. Every school I go to with my teammates, because in high school that's how we were, our whole team was a family. And I just told him that I didn't want to be uncomfortable around anybody. I didn't want to feel like left out of anything. And I just said that another one of my interests is to play early, of course. And all of these schools that I've been talking to, I looked at the roster, I got it clear, and I should have a chance to play early if I work hard and things like that. But, those two, and that's it. A place where my major is, and all these schools have my major. I want to be an accountant. I want to make it an accountant. And, yeah, those are the three things, mainly. My major, playing time, and feeling like a family.
So when you talk about a family, you brought up Coach Doust at Syracuse specifically. Why bring him up, or what's your relationship with him?
I talked to Coach Doust a lot. He's come to my house multiple times, I think about five times. He's met all my parents, he's met my grandma. And I talked to him a lot. Probably, if he doesn't call me, I call him probably 3 out of 7 days out of the week, maybe. And he seems like a good dude, and he seems like a great coach, and even a better person. So, yeah, that's another pickup, another interest for me, that he's, if I do decide to go to Syracuse, he's going to be my position coach, and I've developed a great relationship with him.
Now, you bring up the fact that he's come down to see you about five times, that you talk multiple times during the week. What's your relationship like with him? I mean, what do you talk about? Is it all football? Are you talking about family? What's your conversations with Tim Doust like?
football. He's talking about football, and he's, and my mom asked him questions. He's saying like that his goal for me is for me to leave. His main goal for me is for me to leave with my degree mainly, and his second goal for me is for me to leave with an NFL contract. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And he tells me about his family. He calls me sometimes. He says he got a daughter. I can't remember her name. But I don't know. I tell him he came out when I found out my grandmother got breast cancer. And I don't know. He just called to talk to me to make sure I was okay. And just something and things like that. So it's not all just about football. It's just about life and being a better person, things like that.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
So when you have a coach like Tim Dowse that is obviously recruiting you but spends the time to call you when your grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer and to make sure that everybody's okay, what did it mean to you for him to call you?
It meant a lot. He lets me know that he just doesn't care about winning games and things like that. He also cares about his players. That meant a lot to me that he called me to check on me about my grandma, things like that.
And how is your grandma doing right now? How is she faring?
She's fine. She had surgery about 2 weeks ago, but she's recovering real well.
So how does it feel to have grandma recovering and feeling good? I mean, is this very important? A big part? It sounds like she's a big part of your life.
Yes, sir. Early on in my life, my mom got work, and then my little brother come home from school. I would go to her house and stay there until my mom got home.
So when you're sitting in that room by yourself, and it's all come down to that moment where you have Boston College potentially, Marshall, Syracuse, Wake Forest, what's it going to feel like to finally make that decision and be done with this?
After making my decision, it's going to feel like a huge load is off my back. And just being a long, hard thinking process, successful, and I'm blessed to have this opportunity to go to all of these schools that are all great places. But once I make my decision, yeah, I'm gonna be real happy, and I'm happy to get the load off my back.
Now, you had said that Tim Dow said that this is a decision that's going to affect the next 50 years of your life. Just go into that a little bit and you know, what that statement means to you.
When you said it, I kind of thought about it, and I was like, yeah, he's right, because if I go to this school, whatever school I go to, depends on if when I'm making, and depends on what kind of job I get, if I go to the NFL, anything like that. So, and it depends on I can find my wife if I already have it, and things like that. It can affect the rest of my life. And when he said that, I kind of thought about it, and it just put even more stress. It put even more stress on me because it made the decision. He put the thought in my head that this decision is even bigger than what I thought.
You bring up Coach Doust a lot in this conversation so far, Zeke. Is there any other coach around the country that you're as close to as Tim Doust?
Yes, sir. Coach from UNC Charlotte. His name is Phil Ratliff. I talked to him a lot. He talked to me. Right after I got the phone with Coach Doust, I was on the phone with Ratliff at UNC Charlotte. And he told me that his parents were preachers at a church, and they were going to start a prayer group for my grandmother, so he was there for me too once I found out that my grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
So as far as you go from here and you look at everything with your family, if you go outside of South Carolina and you go to one of these other schools, you know, like a Syracuse, like a Marshall, like a Boston College, if you were to go to one of those schools, would that be okay with you to be a little bit farther away from home?
Yes, sir. That's where part of my family from me. Even if I'm far away from my intentional family, I still have another family away from home, by wherever I go. Right, if I was all the way from Boston to Syracuse or Marshall, my team would then become my family.
As far as the Syracuse team goes in and of itself, one of the things you said to me about your visit is you want to go in, you want to feel like there's a family. You talked to Coach Doust of wanting to feel like you belong, wanting to feel like you're a part of it. Have you built any relationships with any of the players on the team yet?
No, sir, not really. Not at Syracuse. You know, I haven't met or talked to any person that's already there. They're all of the schools that I have visited or going to visit.
So this being your first time up at Syracuse and your first experience with the team, just describe to those people that may not know of your high school team or seen them practice together, play together at South Point, how do you define a team being a family? What does that mean to you?
To me, it means that you're playing for your teammates. You're not only playing for yourself on the field, but you're playing for the guy that's beside you, so you're going to give it your all. And to me, that when you play like that, that's going to lead to winning championships and championships and bowls and things like that. So if the team is a family and they're willing to play for the guy beside them, then that's how you're going to end up winning games.
Speaking on winning games, when you look at all these teams, you had mentioned about, you know, one of the teams being second and Marshall being second in their conference. Syracuse obviously went to the postseason. BC did as well. Wake Forest. Does it matter what a team is doing right now? Is that going to weigh into your decision, or does that not matter to you with what they've done so far?
Yes, sir, it does a little. But as long as the team seems like Syracuse had a good year this year, Boston College had a good year this year, Wake has got some just the new coaches. I seen statistics of a new head coach, and he turned some programs around, and all these schools seem like they're going to get on the hunt. They're going to win against the future, and yeah, I'm going to have a chance to be a part of winning teams wherever I go. So,
best case scenario, could you go to Syracuse, and if you love everything and it feels like the right fit to you, could you see yourself committing on the spot, or will you hold back and still go to Wake Forest?
I think I'll hold back and go to Wake Forest. I never know. I mean, if I just have a fit, if I love it that much, and I don't seem like it could be a place better than this, then I never know. I could commit on the spot.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
As far as the history goes, has Tim Dowse talked with you at all about Syracuse's defensive lineman history, the Chandler Joneses of the world, and, you know, some of the other guys that have come out? Has he shared with you any of that history? Does that matter to you at all as far as what Syracuse D linemen have done?
Yes, sir. He told me that Chandler Jones and Dwight Freeman both come back in the summer and work out with the team. And Dwight Freeman was my favorite player for the Indianapolis Colts. And I like his game a lot. That's one reason why I was number 19. He's the reason why I was number 19. So that plays a big part. But he's coming back to work with the team in the summer. And I'm a big fan of him.
And then as far as what Tim Dowse has talked with you about, what's he said to you when you are talking football and you are talking about the defensive line? What has he shared with you? I mean, has he really told you about his teachings, his thought process? What's he really talked about with you as a defensive lineman?
His coaching style is much similar to my position coach right now. He said that he's my friend and all. He can be good. It's gonna be good times. Gonna be bad times. And when I'm doing good, he's gonna give me a pat on the butt. When I'm not doing too well, he's gonna kick me in my tail. So, Coach Dyson seems like he's a great coach. And if I do decide to go there, I know I'm gonna be coached well by a great coach. But he was talking about some of his players, how close he is with the players. He told me that they come to his house and things like that sometimes. During the weekends and things like that. He seems like a great coach, and he cares about his career a lot.
Now, do you know that already on the defensive line there's a gentleman by the name of Isaiah whose nickname is Zeke as well?
Yep, he told me that.
So what do you think about that? If you were to come to Syracuse and there's Isaiah Zeke Johnson and Isaiah Zeke Rodney, how does that work out?
Oh, no, I guess they have to call him by a number of them. I guess they can continue calling him Zeke since he would be that long and I'd be a freshman. But I don't know how that worked out.
So as far as this whole thing in general, with everything coming up, with everything going on, Zeke, what does it mean to you to be in this moment right now, to have the opportunity to not only go get a college education, but to be able to play the sport that you love, to go to a D1 university. What does all of this mean to you? Because obviously you have your own story. You've grown up a certain way. You've been through trials and tribulations in your life. So what does this moment mean for you that you've gotten to this point?
It means a lot to me. I was talking to my friends the other day. I was telling them how blessed I am because just last year, around this time, I didn't have any offers at all. I picked up my first offer like right before school ended, and that was from Florida State and UNC Charlotte, both of them offered at the same time. And then later on, I got one from college, and just started Florida from there. But I was talking to my friends the other day and telling them how blessed I was to have the opportunity. And I know once I decide what school I'm going to, I know that I'm going to make new friends there. I'm still have my friends here. I'll make more friends there, of course. And I know I'm going to have to spend the next 3 to 5 years of my life in that city or whatever I go to. And I know when I make this decision, this whole load is going to be off my back. That's what I'm waiting on. This is a lot of thinking and a lot of confusion, a lot of talking at one time.
So all this thinking, all this confusion on a young man's mind. Have you ever been in anything similar to this before where you've had such a deep thought process and so many different people trying to get after you? I mean, is this truly one of the most unique things you've been through?
Yes, sir. It is. It's the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. It's been an enjoyment. My coach told me to enjoy because not a lot of people get to experience this. And I'm grateful. It is a lot of stress, and I'm just ready for it to get off.
So as far as your trip coming up to Syracuse, and as this kind of winds down and you get to the end of your recruitment, do you know what you're going to be doing? Do you know what your time there is going to entail?
Yes, I know that you're talking about what Coach Dallas has, what they have planned for me to do when I get there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know much. I know that Coach Dallas said that since I wanted to meet the players, I was going to meet some other players that's already there. And I know that I'm going to the game Saturday, Saturday's pit. I know it's a big rival, so that'll be probably the biggest basketball game I ever went to in my life. So I know that'll be a good experience.
And even though it's a basketball game, you're going to be inside the Carrier Dome, the potential place that you could be playing again. What are you thinking about right now going into the Carrier Dome?
I've never been inside of that, so that's going to be another first-time thing for me. And, I don't know, I guess there'll be banners in there so I get to see the history and things like that. And, I don't really know, really. I guess I can get a feel for it.
Now, this is a big recruiting weekend for Syracuse in general, so there's going to be a lot of different guys there. Are you keeping in touch with anybody on social media? Do you know any of the guys coming there? Is this all going to be new faces to you? I mean, how is this going to go with you? You're going to be there with a ton of different guys. Do you know any of them?
Yes, I've been getting direct messages from Biggie Smalls. I don't know his first name. Ziggy Smalls. That's his Twitter name. DMs me. Do you know his full name?
Yeah, Zaire Franklin.
Yeah. He DMs me and asks me things like who's coming up there with me. He just seems like a cool dude, and he seems like he could be one of my friends if I do commit there. And he seems like grabbed me to actually watch the highlight tape.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Keeping with social media before I let you go, Zeke, when you look at social media and what it is today and Twitter and Facebook and everything, you're always getting fans that are getting in touch with you on Twitter. They're always tagging you, talking with you. What do you think about social media and fans? I mean, how has that been for you that people are coming out and trying to get you to come to their university?
Yeah, I get a tweet from Anthony Syracuse probably every day since they offered me. And I don't know, it's just a great experience. I retweet them back sometimes. I actually comment back sometimes, but not all the time. And Coach Dodge tells me, I know that Syracuse doesn't have a pro team, and so I know that the community is really involved with the college, with the university. So I know that the fans are a big part of the university, and just interacting with them is good with the Twitter and everything. I've been interacting with them.
And lastly, if you could describe yourself, Zeke, we talk about football and all that football entails. We talked a little bit about family. If you could give a mission statement for who you are and describe yourself, wherever you end up, whatever college you go to, who is Zeke Rodney? What should people know about you?
Zeke Rodney is a down-to-earth dude. Just loves to have fun, loves hanging out with friends. He's really helpful. I feel like I'm a real helpful guy. I help out anybody who needs it. But I know if I need help, that I want somebody to help me. And I also try to treat people the way I want to be treated. That's how I was always taught. And I just have a love for the game. My fear is to not be successful. I feel like if I'm not successful, then I fail my family and my friends and everybody that's back home and right there.
Well, I definitely appreciate what you had to say. I don't think you're going to fail anybody, especially with the people that are coming after you and wanting you to come to their school. So I look forward to talking with you. I hope the best for you, whatever decision you make. And I'm praying for you, because I know that this is not an easy decision, and I know that it's got to weigh a lot on your brain. But just know you're in my prayers, and I truly hope that everything goes well for you.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'm on the show.
Absolutely. And as soon as you make that decision, I'll make sure I get in touch with you and keep in touch. And when it's time to, when you make that decision, I'd love to have you back on the show.
Okay. Thanks. No problem. I will.
You just heard from Isaiah Zeke Rodney in this exclusive conversation on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Isaiah Zeke Rodney, undeclared out of the 2014 incoming class for college football, defensive lineman from South Point High School in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I truly thank him for coming on to the show, going into his visit with Syracuse, and I'd also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt,
my longest standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sundae, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sundae has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time. For those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. I'm there every Thursday night for on-call night from 7 to 9 p.m., so come over, say hi, talk sports. Go up against me in a game of pool, whatever you'd like to do, right there at Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com, that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Dansetora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dansetora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. The image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Drysig Apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Drysig Apparel, DREISSIG apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to be, feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Drysig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Drysig Apparel, DREISSIG drysigapparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to drysigapparel.com. And also with Drysig, drysiglady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, drysiglady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may do. And or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, drysiglady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, lady.com. Fit your woman right now at drysiglady.com. And fanhands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with fanhands.com, which make the real fans stand out at every single game. Fanhands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at fanhands.com once again, fanhands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dance to Our Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dance to Our Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dance to Our Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.